So it seems like the strategic plan is a list of broad and specific priorities over the next few years. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, we have six key strategies underscored by our core principles of collaboration and inclusion and performance. And the key strategies were really delved out of the somewhat the consultants that we had, our consultant Gene Dupre, who has great worldwide as well as national experience, and then the core groups that we really sought input from the community. So it's a combination of great consultant work as well as local community input that comprised the plan.
So some of the six proposals are six goals or principles. They're kind of broad goals with specific strategies attached to them. So let's use one, for example, like leveraging your real estate assets. What would be a specific thing you would do to try and accomplish that specific goal of the strategic plan?
Well, I think when you look at areas, for example, in Southwest St. Louis County as the former Chrysler plant, drawing the type of investment to that plant that is would be a high priority for the region, such as industrial reuse, assisting a developer in getting the resources that they need to bring that about and create the maximum number of jobs there. That would be one example. Others would be the Jamestown Mall in North County, bringing redevelopment opportunities to that location, as well as working with St. Louis Development Corporation in the city on some of the industrial sites and commercial sites for redevelopment that are located in the city.
With these six specific goals, there are also kind of three kind of core sub-principles, per se, performance, inclusion, and collaboration. The collaboration part seems to be that your group wants to collaborate with some of the other, both economic development and other groups. How do you think that will work going forward, and why do you think that's important?
Well, collaboration is a real key because we recognize that no one organization has all the best ideas. No one organization has all the resources to get done what we need to do. And so working together, we can do a better job of achieving our results for the entire region. And an example of that is the work that we intend to do in marketing and branding for the region. We've already begun conversations with the Chamber and the Convention and Visitors Commission on how our partnership can join in an effort to really help market the region in ways that have never been done before.
There also is an inclusion aspect of it. Tell me a little bit about that, and why do you think it's important to the partnership's mission?
If we're going to move forward as a region, we have to make sure that we don't leave anybody behind. And that's inclusion of our minority groups, it's inclusion of our foreign-born residents, inclusion of our youth, young leaders throughout the region. We have to make sure that the entire community is engaged and receiving benefits from the economic activity that we help bring to the table.
Now, when the partnership was established last year, this was kind of one of the first things that you would set out to do. You'd mentioned this over and over again in talking about the partnership. How did it end up coming about that you came about this document? And what was the process that it took to make it happen?
Well, we got a great start when Jim Weddle, the managing partner of Edward Jones, gave our keynote address at our annual meeting last year. And Jim really laid out sort of a framework and some cautionary tales for us moving forward. And we really took his advice and under the leadership of our board, set out a very thoughtful, methodical project to bring this strategic plan about. And we wanted to do a couple of things. We wanted to look at some of the past studies that have been done, what's worked, what hasn't. We wanted to engage key groups from throughout the community. And we wanted to also make sure that we had communicated back to those groups along the way to make sure that we were on the right track. And so the process, we think, was thorough, not that we probably engaged everybody who wanted an input into the process, but we think we got many, many people's input into the process, and we're really comfortable with this plan moving forward. We think it is dynamic. We think that if we can implement this fully along with the rest of our partners in the region, it really has the potential to be very transformative for the St. Louis economy.
Like over the last few years and decades, there's probably been hundreds of these types of treaties or documents or plans put out, maybe not for the city and the county together, but how do you prevent this plan from being just a piece of paper and actually make sure that your group follows its principles and its goals to the letter?
Well, one of the things that, you know, we mentioned two of our three core principles of inclusion and collaboration, but our third is performance, and that is there on purpose. Each of our strategies has major tasks associated with it, and each of them has measures. Those measures of success will then be delegated out to our key staff people so that those measures are looked at least quarterly to make sure that we're on track in achieving our objectives.
So now that this strategic plan has been completed, what's next for the partnership? Obviously, maybe just going about the goals of the strategic plan, but is there any other endeavors that you're looking forward to over the next few weeks and months?
Well, our highest priority now is implementing the plan. And in addition to implementing the plan, one of the things that we know from a very dynamic worldwide economy that we're in, we always have to be on the lookout for new opportunities and threats. And so what's good today in our strategic plan may change tomorrow because of things that are outside of our control. So we have to be constantly diligent about looking for those new opportunities and potentially new threats and be able to respond to them.
The other thing that popped to mind when reading it was there's two things, increasing foreign trade and increasing the amount of foreign-born people who locate here, or basically increasing the amount of immigrants here. Why do you think that's important to your agency's mission, and how do you think you'll go about achieving both of those tasks?
Well, we're clearly in a global economy, and we're in an economy that in a population shifts that are occurring daily throughout the world. And so we're really sort of re-engaging our international roots here in St. Louis by saying that foreign direct investment, international trade, not only among our largest corporations but even our smallest companies is important moving forward. And then obviously, through the work of the Mosaic Project, we've already begun to become a more welcoming community for the foreign-born population. We absolutely cannot grow our economy without more people. And more people translates into, based upon the studies that we have seen and done here locally, relates to how many foreign-born residents we can attract to St. Louis. And so that is a very important part of our strategy moving forward.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm really proud of not only our staff, our board of directors, the community, the mayor, the county executive who have been behind this effort 100% from the very beginning. This is an important document, but the process to get here is even more important because of the engagement of some really, really great people. One of the things that came at us again and again was how much people love St. Louis and how much they want to stay engaged in moving it forward. And so we're committed to doing that.